The title for my sermonette today is Our Spiritual Continuing Education. And depending on the field of work that you're in, you may be well aware that, for example, attorneys like Mr. Link have always had continuing education credits that you take over the years and add to your base of learning, and physicians do the same. Even those in the trades do this sort of work, and I've done it in my managerial career. But the point is, we're all about trying to learn something new all the time. And interestingly, I just had an opportunity, a very somewhat scary opportunity. I decided that I was going to change the spark plugs in my Mazda, and I had convinced myself with YouTube that I can do it, and that it'd be okay. And I did this last Sunday. It was very, very hot in the garage. So every little seemingly misstep I was making, I was getting hotter still. But you know what? I got it done. And I was quite pleased with myself, patting myself on the back, and mentioning it to Shelley probably 10 times. You know, like, I did it. But the point is, you know, an old dog, and I could learn new tricks and new lessons and new growth. But obviously the most important thing we do as true Christians is to study our scripture and learn. And, you know, if you want to think about it, you know, we can all be pursuing advanced degrees in God's word through our study and really trying on the journey of perfecting ourselves. And similarly, along these lines, ever since I wrote my last editorial, was that about 2 weeks ago, concerning Jesus's Sermon on the Mount, I realized that my preparation for that piece was really one of the most significant moments in my journey with God and Jesus Christ. I was just amazed how much I had missed previously. What I mean is that I previously knew about the Sermon on the Mount. I recall learning about it as a kid in Catholic school. Certainly knew about it, the Beatitudes. However, until I was called by God, the true meaning was lost on me. And really, until I started the preparation for that editorial, I still didn't have the depth and the connection that we had made with the Old Testament and the God of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ. So, you know, it was just so meaningful to me. And we see this in 2 Timothy 3, and I'm going to be specifically covering verses 15 through 17. 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 through 17, we read, "And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." Continuing in verse 16, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." And then concluding there in verse 17, "so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." And of course, that's the journey we're on. Now, previously in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 7, we see the admonition for those who are so focused on what's considered superficial learning, always studying, always going through the motions, but seemingly without the proper repentance and spiritual motivation from God. And that's something we have to pray for to achieve. You don't just decide one day to get up. We have to be called, and that spirit has to be put into us to seek that. Now, we're all familiar with the story of Jesus Christ in his 12th year, and this was the event following the Passover observance that year, and his remaining behind in the temple in Jerusalem while Mary and Joseph had already left and were on their way back home, and they realized he was missing. But, you know, of course, Jesus was listening to the teachers, but also asking many, many questions and giving his own answers. And truly, the favor of God was upon him, as we see really captured in the book of Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, Luke 2 verse 40. "And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him." Now remember, Jesus Christ was 12 years old at the time. He was a preteen, and we all have all been there as preteens in our own lives, and we perhaps have our own children that have gone through those years, or maybe still going through those years, which can be very, very difficult. But there was Jesus in the temple, really preaching and teaching and beginning something. But what happened next is really what is so impressive in so many ways and so understated. And we see this captured in Luke 2 and verses 51 and 52. Luke 2, verses 51 and 52. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, and with them means with his parents, and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Continuing in verse 52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So truly, God, Jesus Christ, had gone back from that moment of being in the temple and being, as we recall, being about his father's business to realizing that his journey included being obedient to his human parents and learning all that he could in this lifetime, although he was perfect. Now, again, of course, Jesus was without sin, and as he demonstrated in the temple at age 12, his understanding of scripture was beyond that of even the Pharisees of the day and other Jewish leaders of the day. Still, the plan that God had for his son, like so many human parents, was that Jesus would live with Mary, Joseph, and siblings, learn a trade, be obedient to them, and to his Father in heaven, which was paramount. And that's what we all must do. And that's why we must study the scripture, so we can continue that journey of perfection that we won't achieve until the time comes for us. In his 30 years of human existence, and think about that, 30 years of human existence before Jesus began his public ministry, Jesus experienced the fullness of his human life on earth. He worked, he assisted his parents, and as we read in Luke 2, verse 52, he grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with man. So clearly he was making an impression on people as he did in the temple that day. And then our final scripture for this sermonette, we are going to look at Galatians 4 and verse 4. And we see God's plan unfold. Again, Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, and verse 5, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Interestingly, the Levite priests began their service in the tabernacle at age 30. And that was thought to be the age at which maturity and readiness coincided. Interestingly, David became king at age 30, having learned, grown in wisdom and stature, and been protected from Saul's jealous wrath by God. So it was culturally appropriate for Jesus to begin his public ministry and be baptized at this age, at this human age of 30. And of course, we're learning more and more about the dynamics and chemistry and physiology of the prefrontal cortex of the brain. You know, for a while it was 18, then it was 20, now it's 25, and I suspect before long we're going to realize that it's age 30, because God's plan is perfect. There's nothing else in creation in this human creation, but that God created. So again, that's what is important. In order for us to continue learning, we must prayerfully share our desire with God that we grow in understanding, to seek that advanced degree in scripture. When we do, he alone will unlock scripture and a deeper growth with the foundation in our obedience and our humility.